Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 70% of India's fertilizer needs are met through imports, leaving the country vulnerable to global price shocks and supply chain disruptions, a situation that has been termed a structural vulnerability in India's food security system by agricultural economist Ashok Gulati. This issue has come to the forefront due to the recent conflict in West Asia, which has caused global urea prices to spike by 65% in just 40 days, exposing the fragility of India's farm input security. First, let's understand the basics of India's fertilizer sector. India is the world's second largest consumer of fertilizers after China, and its fertilizer subsidy architecture is quite complex. The government operates a dual subsidy system, with one part being the urea subsidy, where the retail price of urea is fixed by the government, currently at around 5,360 per bag of 45 kilograms, which is among the lowest in the world. The difference between the cost of production or import and the MRP is paid by the government directly to manufacturers or importers. The other part of the subsidy system is the nutrient-based subsidy, or NBS, which applies to phosphorus and potassium fertilizers. Here, the subsidy is fixed per kilogram of nutrient, and retail prices are market-determined, with the NBS reducing the gap. What makes this significant is that India's fertilizer import dependence is a major concern, with key supplier countries including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, Oman, China, and Russia for urea, and Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and China for DAP, and Canada, Belarus, and Russia for potash. Crucially, all these countries are located in geopolitically sensitive regions, making India's fertilizer supply chain vulnerable to disruptions. It is worth pausing here to note that the 2026 supply shock caused by the Iran-Israel conflict in West Asia has highlighted the risks of India's import dependence. The conflict disrupted Gulf shipping lanes, causing insurance premiums to spike, and global urea prices rose by 65% in just 40 days. Although India's existing buffer stocks cushioned the immediate impact, the long-term vulnerability of the country's fertilizer supply chain was exposed. And here is something that surprises many students: fertilizer prices feed directly into farm input costs, which in turn affect food prices and inflation. Now, let us turn to the issue of nutrient use efficiency, or NUE, which is a critical problem facing India's fertilizer sector. What does 35 to 40% NUE for urea mean? It means that out of the 35 million tons of urea used annually in India, only around 12 to 14 million tons actually benefit crops, while the rest is wasted through volatilization as ammonia, leaching into groundwater, or running off into water bodies. This waste of 60 to 65% of urea represents a staggering 1 lakh crore plus in wasted subsidy resources annually. Building on this, the current fertilizer policy has created several distortions in the market. First, the low price of urea has led to its overuse, distorting the ideal NPK ratio of 4, 2, 1, and causing soil health to deteriorate and yields to stagnate over time. What makes this significant is that the Green Revolution era yield gains are stagnating partly due to soil degradation from fertilizer misuse. And here is something that many students may not know: the neem coating of urea, which was mandated in 2015 to slow down nitrogen release and reduce diversion to industry, has only marginally improved NUE and has not fixed the fundamental price incentive problem. It is worth noting that cheap urea has historically been diverted for industrial uses such as melamine and animal feed adulteration. However, the neem coating and the PEHEL scheme, which provides direct subsidy to manufacturers, have reduced diversion to some extent. But why does this matter? The reason is that India's annual fertilizer import bill is around $8 to $10 billion in a normal year, but can spike to $14 billion plus during price shocks, which is paid in dollars and adds to the current account deficit and currency pressure. Now, let us look at the reform proposals put forward by Ashok Gulati, who has suggested a two-part reform. First, he proposes the introduction of direct benefit transfer, or DBT, for fertilizers, where the current producer or importer subsidy is replaced with a direct cash transfer to verified farmers, linked to land records and Aadhaar. This would allow farmers to buy fertilizers at market price, while the government transfers the subsidy directly to their account, eliminating leakage and industrial diversion. What makes this significant is that this approach has been successfully used in the Pehel scheme for LPG, which transferred 97,000 crore plus and saved around 50,000 crore in leakages. The second part of the reform proposal is the introduction of crop-neutral quantitative rationing, where the subsidy is provided per acre, regardless of the crop, incentivizing farmers to shift to less nitrogen-intensive crops such as pulses and oilseeds. This would help address India's edible oil and pulse import dependence simultaneously. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? The answer is that it would reduce the country's vulnerability to global price shocks and supply chain disruptions, while also improving the overall efficiency of the fertilizer sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The fertilizer policy in India has an import dependence of around 70%. Note this carefully. The urea subsidy is around 5,360 per bag of 45 kilograms, while the actual cost is around 17,000 to 20,000 per bag. The NUE for urea is around 35 to 40%, which means that out of the 35 million tons of urea used annually, only around 12 to 14 million tons actually benefit crops. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the GS3 paper, which covers agriculture, economy, and environment. Remember this number, 70%, which is India's fertilizer import dependence. This is a critical issue that has significant implications for India's food security, economy, and environment. In conclusion, India's fertilizer crisis is a complex issue that requires a comprehensive reform of the current policy. The introduction of DBT and crop-neutral quantitative rationing can help reduce the country's import dependence, improve NUE, and promote sustainable agriculture practices. This, in turn, can have far-reaching implications for India's strategic position, economic growth, and environmental sustainability.